Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 11th, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice for this podcast. It really helps us reach more people. And again, it would make my day. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Following Android 12 entering wider availability last month, Beta 2 is rolling out for Pixel phones. This is the first of two incremental beta quality releases as the next release of Android nears its public launch. Developers are instructed to continue compatibility testing and start early testing with targeting Android 12 while watching for feedback from those in the Android beta. At I/O last month, Google said Beta 2 would introduce many of Android 12's key privacy features, starting with a dashboard in settings that provides a 24-hour timeline of what apps access the microphone, camera, or your location. Android 12 also generates a toast message, which now shows the source through an app icon at the bottom of the screen every time an application accesses or reads the clipboard, except if the clipboard was copied from the same application. Meanwhile, microphone and camera sensors will appear at the top right corner of your screen when apps access those two sensors. From quick settings, new toggles let you quickly disable application access to the microphone and/or camera. Beta 2 also sees Google continue to refine quick settings. A new internet tile shows you the current active connections. In the case of Wi-Fi, it's the standard icon and network name. Tapping opens an internet panel where you can quickly disconnect, see other Wi-Fi connections, and turn on or off your mobile network. Elsewhere in quick settings, there is a new GPay tile, which includes a small image preview to replace cards and passes, while the power menu and account switcher is available in the bottom row, alongside the ability to edit quick settings and the settings shortcuts. That said, Android 12 Beta 2, if you are enrolled in the beta program, is rolling out right now if you haven't already tried it. The Pixel launcher is one hallmark of Made by Google phones that has remained relatively unchanged over the years. Google, though, is now letting you disable weather from appearing at the top of the Pixel launcher in At a Glance. To customize At a Glance, you long press the widget and tap Preferences, which is also accessible from Assistant Settings and Personalization. Google recently added weather, the current weather information that is, as a toggle that you can disable. It joins options for calendar events, reminders, weather alerts, and a recent, fairly recent addition, work profile. Doing so will get rid of the current condition icon and temperature, with day and date getting centered. You'll no longer be able to tap and launch the Google Weather experience though, which is getting a material theme revamp. This applies to both the Pixel launcher and lock screen and always on display, as well as the Google App widget, which is available on other phones but cannot be similarly customized. Those that prefer to use a different weather app or often place a home screen widget will greatly welcome this new addition. Google uses weather.com, and having two different temperature readings is kind of annoying for some if you have conflicting information. This ability to control weather in the Pixel launcher At a Glance widget just rolled out, and it is appearing on version 12.22 of the Google app, which is currently in beta. Google's efforts with Android TV OS seem to finally be in gear with new hardware, Google TV, and more. As the platform expands, though, the YouTube app for Android TV has just passed 100 million installs. According to the Play Store, YouTube for Android TV now has over 100 million installs all time since its release back in 2014. It's worth noting that the previous milestone, 50 million installs, was passed as of May 2020. While the timing is never 100% in the Play Store, this is still some impressive growth for Google's platform. What's notable here is that YouTube is a pre-installed app on virtually all Android TV devices, so this metric gives us a good indication of how the platform is growing and expanding. Recently, Google mentioned that there are over 80 million monthly active Android TV devices in the wild, so YouTube having over 100 million installs tells us that even more have been sold and fallen out of rotation. It doesn't really come as a surprise though. 2020 was a huge year for growth in nearly every streaming platform except for Roku. Google even mentioned I/O that Android TV growth jumped 80% in the United States alone. And finally, alongside live view directions in maps and 3D animals, Lens is one of Google's key investments in augmented reality. Google UK, though, is now promoting the visual search tool with a Behind the Lens with Google Pixel promo campaign. The effort wants to help people rediscover their cities using Google Lens. Over the coming weeks, the company will host a series of events in London, Bristol, and Liverpool with some unspecified very special guests. The feature is being demoed on Pixel phones and specifically touts the integration with a native camera. Previously, Google Lens campaigns involved newspaper ads for season 3 of Stranger Things that came to life in AR. As part of this effort, Google is officially launching the new Places filter in Lens. Some users have had it for the past few months, but the company says it's now available globally. It joins filters for translate, text, search, homework, shopping, and dining. The company also shared that Lens is used over 3 billion times per month around the world. This Google Lens promo comes as Apple on Monday announced Live Text and Lookup, which look like rival offerings. The former is identical to the OCR capabilities in Lens that make it easy to copy text in pictures, while the latter can also identify pets, flower types, art, books, nature, and even landmarks. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.